Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. European Union leaders meeting in Brussels say they've agreed a broad action plan with Turkey to help stem the flow of migrants to Europe. The President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, said there was now an explicit link being created between progress on stopping migrants entering the EU and the acceleration of plans to grant Turkish citizens visa-free travel to the European Union. The European Council President Donald Tusk said concessions have been necessary in return for Turkey's support.
We prepared our offers because we need a responsible and adequate response from the Turkish side. And as with any other partners in the crisis, the more for more principle must apply. You help us, we help you. It's that simple.
During the day, the Bulgarian president Boyko Borisov abruptly left the EU talks after reports of violence between guards and refugees on Bulgaria's border with Turkey. It was later confirmed that a migrant from Afghanistan was shot dead by a guard. Officials in Nigeria say at least 30 people have been killed in an apparent suicide attack at a mosque near the city of Maiduguri. Reports say there were at least two big explosions during prayers. David Bamford has this report.
Nigerian media, quoting local traders, say that many people were killed in two explosions during evening prayers at the mosque in the Maiduguri suburb of Mulai. Injured casualties have been ferried to the local hospital. A senior official said the blasts were thought to be the result of an attack by suicide bombers. Maiduguri is frequently targeted by the Islamist group Boko Haram.
The former Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has given evidence to federal prosecutors denying that he carried out illegal lobbying work after leaving office. The founder of the ruling Workers' Party remains one of Brazil's most popular politicians, but he risks becoming embroiled in a series of corruption and political crises that have undermined the government of his successor, Dilma Rousseff. Our Brazil correspondent, Vera Davis, has this report.
Although former President Lula hasn't been charged with any criminal offence, he was asked by federal prosecutors in Brasilia to clarify any role he might have had in lobbying for some of Brazil's biggest firms after he left office in 2010. In particular, prosecutors wanted more details about President Lula's relationship with one of Brazil's biggest construction companies, Odebrecht, and preferential loans it received from a state development bank.
An opposition Venezuelan politician, Manuel Rosales, has been arrested 6 years after fleeing the country amid corruption allegations. Mr. Rosales, a former presidential candidate, denies any wrongdoing. World News from the BBC. The Burmese opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi is making her first visit to the western state of Rakhine since 2012, when Buddhist attackers drove more than 100,000 Rohingya Muslims from their homes. Critics say Ms. Suu Kyi has not spoken up strongly enough for the Rohingya. Her visit comes ahead of next month's general election. The U.S. has been accused of carrying out drone attacks based on thin evidence, in which most of those killed are not the intended targets. The allegations were made on a website called The Intercept. It said a whistleblower handed over secret military documents about drone strikes in Afghanistan, Yemen, and Somalia. A senior minister in South Sudan has described a peace deal signed recently with rebels as flexible. His comments follow widespread anger at a unilateral decision by the government to redraw state boundaries. But in a BBC interview, South Sudan's Minister of Information, Michael Makwe, said the agreement should not be read rigidly, although the government was still committed to peace. Scientists in Britain say it may be possible to prevent schizophrenia by calming the brain's immune system. Scans have shown that it's hyperactive both in people with schizophrenia and those at high risk. James Gallagher now reports.
The brain has its own equivalent of gardeners called microglia. They weed out infection but also constantly prune the connections in the brain. A team of UK Medical Research Council scientists found the microglia were too keen in schizophrenia. It is thought the microglia, like a gardener too keen with the shears, trim the wrong brain connections. This leads to a brain that is not wired correctly and culminates in symptoms such as hearing voices. The researchers said the study marked a real step forward in understanding the condition and want to trial anti-inflammatory drugs to treat and prevent schizophrenia.
BBC World News.